Welcome to Torah Dimecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek 56. The end of the last Perek was the beginning of the Haftorah for Minor Fast Days. The Haftorah includes the first 8 psukim of Perek 56 as well. We will continue studying this Perek with a few comments from the Tzenarena, as well as from other Mefarshim, to supplement our understanding of the Perek. The Tzenarena generally just explains the basic meaning of the text without much elaboration, so I'll be adding some other sources. In the last perek, the beginning of the Haftorah, Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo, encourages people to do tshuva and change both their actions and their thoughts. True tshuva means aligning one's behaviors and thoughts with Hashem's expectations. Hashem sends Nevi'im to encourage change, but man must accept their guidance. When people do tshuva, Hashem will bring the Geula with all of its gifts. Hashem encourages the people living in Galus to work on two behaviors. Pasuk 1, Shimru Mishpat Vasu Tzedakah, guard justice and do tzedakah, charity, or righteousness. We have seen before in Yeshayahu that these were the two character traits that would be expected of Mashiach and that were found in Chizkiyahu. Hashem is telling the people if they work on these two mitzvos, then krova yeshuasi lavo, my salvation will soon come. What is preventing Mashiach from coming is a need for tshuva. Rav Schwab points out that doing tzedakah is essential, as we are asking for geula from Hashem, which is a tzedakah from Him to us. It is not required, it's not been earned, but it's something that we're asking as a favor. The way we act with others is how Hashem treats us. When we do tzedakah, Hashem can do tzedakah for us as well. The result of keeping these mitzvos is, pasuk 2, Ashrei enosh yaaseh zos. Happy is the person who does this, who keeps the mitzvos. In specific, there is one mitzvah that if it would be kept properly, would bring Mashiach, which is Shomer Shabbos Michalalo, v'shomer yado me'asos kol ra. He guards the Shabbos from profaning it, and his hand from doing anything wrong on Shabbos. The mitzvah of Shabbos is so precious that were the Jewish people to keep one Shabbos, Mashiach would come. Chazal say that Galus was decreed because the Jewish people did not properly observe the Shabbos. They did not keep the weekly Shabbos, which acknowledges Hashem as the creator of the world, nor did they keep the Shabbos of the land, Shemitah. This acknowledgement of Hashem as creator of the world is the foundation for all mitzvos and is the antithesis of idol worship, which assigns power to something outside of Hashem. Rav Chiya says in the Gemara Shabbos 1:18 that if one keeps Shabbos, then he's forgiven even for the sins of idol worship. Our pasuk tells us that a person should guard Shabbos from profaning it, which are the mitzvos d'oraisa, and should guard his hands from doing anything wrong, which are the mitzvos d'rabbanan, including muksa. As the nation hears this message encouraging tshuva, two groups of individuals may feel that the promises don't actually apply to them. The convert feels that they may be excluded from the ultimate reward as they are not part of the mainstream society with a typical background who has a legacy plot in the lands of Israel. And the other group that may feel excluded are the childless, the sarisim. They will feel that since they do not have anyone to carry on their legacy, they are like an etz yavesh, a dry tree. They do not have a future, so what will Mashiach, what will the geula bring for them? The Radak explains that the convert does not have a plot of land in Israel, and the Saris does not have anyone to inherit him. The convert has no history, while the Saris seems to have no future. The person without children feels that when he dies, he will not have anyone left around, and then it will be like he is dead in this world and the next. The Saris concludes from this hopeless situation that Hashem must be rejecting him. Hashem reassures the Sarisim, the childless, first. They are in great pain because of their lack. They did feel disconnected from their brothers and sisters who have children, so Hashem wants to comfort them first. Hashem assures them that if they are people, Pasuk 4, Asher Yishmeru Eshapsosai, who observe the Shabbos, both the weekly Shabbos and the Shabbos of the land, the Shemitah, that testifies in their belief of Hashem as creator, Uvacharu Basher Chavatsti, and they choose the things that please me, they do the mitzvos and serve Hashem with tefillah, umachazikim bivrisi, and they hold fast by my covenant, they learn Torah, Hashem promises them that they will have a legacy. Pasuk 5, v'nasati lehem b'veisi u'b'chomosai yad v'shem. I will give them in my house and in my walls, in the Beis HaMikdash, a place and a name. These people will be mentioned in the Beis HaMikdash as righteous people and will be remembered as righteous people. The Sanhedrin gather in the Beis HaMikdash, and the sages will recall the acts of the righteous that were done in their time and in the past. This remembrance is not a physical monument, but the childless will have a distinguished place in the history of the people. This is mibanim umibanos, better than having sons and daughters who mentioned their parents for a short time. The sarisim will have shem olam etenlo, asher lo yikares, an everlasting name that will never be cut off. Hashem will inspire good people to mention the sarisim and recall their good deeds after their death, just like a child will talk about the good deeds of an ancestor. This recognition is only part of their reward. This is their reward in this world, and it does not impact or lessen their reward in Olam Haba. Hashem also promises the Gerim, the foreigners, Pasuk 6, Hanilvim al Hashem l'sharso, who join Hashem to serve him, Ulahava eshem Hashem, to love the name of Hashem, Lios lo l'avadim, and to be for him a servant. These converts demonstrate their absolute loyalty to Hashem by their observance of Shabbos and by keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah. Their observance of Shabbos demonstrates that they have accepted Hashem as the creator and master of the world, and all their Torah observance flows from that perspective. Their reward for this service is that Hashem will, Pasuk 7, Vaviosim al Har Kachi, Hashem will bring them to his holy mountain. They will be considered the same as someone who is born Jewish when they come to the Beis HaMikdash. Usimachtim bebeis tefilasi olosehem v'zivchich hem liratzon al mizbechi. And Hashem will make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted on my altar. Hashem will tell the Kohanim to accept their karbanos with a lot of joy to make sure that they feel welcomed. Ki veisi beis tefilayi karei l'chol ha'amim. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. The Beis HaMikdash is not only a place where tefillos are accepted for those who are born to Jewish parents. It is a place of prayer for all, including all Gerim who have chosen voluntarily to serve Hashem. This nevuah ends with a promise that Hashem will gather both those who have been exiled from Israel, as well as those who have converted from other nations in the time of the Geula. The last four psukim of this parak are the beginning of a new nevuah that continues into parak 57. We will be using the Dat Mikra to study this nebuah. The Dat Mikra series is a renowned commentary published by Mossad Harav Kook. It has a very helpful format for those learning Tanakh. Each section begins with an outline of the subsections with a header for each subsection, so it helps give structure to the entire perek. Next, each pasuk is explained according to the pshat with a clarification of what the difficult words mean. It even has pictures of plants and animals mentioned in the psukim. It even puts the psukim into a historical context based on history and archaeology. In addition, at the end of each section, there is a summary of the main ideas from that section, which helps to give closure and puts focus on the main topics that were mentioned. There are two volumes on Yeshayahu, which were written by Amos Chacham. The beginning of the nevuah is a criticism of the nation and their leaders who are serving Avodah Zarah. Hashem says to the other nations who are compared to beasts of prey, Pasuk 9, Kol chayaso sadai esayu. All the beasts of the field, come. Hashem is encouraging the nations to come attack the Jewish people who are compared to sheep in the following psukim. The predatory animals should feel comfortable coming to attack the sheep, as their watchmen are, Pasuk 10, Ivrim kulam, are all blind. They are supposed to warn the flocks and the shepherd, but they don't see. They don't sense danger. The sheepdogs, who are meant to warn the guards, can't even bark. If the dogs would bark, the guards would know there would be danger, even though they're blind. Instead, hozim shochvim ohavei lanum. The dogs love to lie around, sprawled out, and they love to drowse. The sheep in the flock have other problems, in addition to the fact that they have no protection from external threats. There are other dogs who are working with the shepherds, who are, Pasuk 11, Azei Nefesh Lo Yadu Sava. The dogs, they have a strong desire to eat, and they don't know when they are full. They keep eating and eating sheep from the flock. Behema Roim, and the shepherds are just like the dogs. They also want to eat and eat the sheep. They don't pay attention to the needs of their sheep and how to take care of them. Each shepherd acts for his own best interest and get to get the best for himself. Rather than working hard to take care of the sheep, the shepherds say to each other, Pasuk 12, Esayu echayayin, v'nispa shechar. Come, let's take wine and fill ourselves with strong drink. This is not a one-time party. The next day, they plan to repeat their schedule with relaxation, good food, and good drink. The shepherds and dogs are the leaders of the nation, who are supposed to be taking care of the Jewish people. Instead, they busy themselves with drunken songs, enjoying themselves. This parak had two sections. The first section concluded the nevuah of Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo. It begins by encouraging the people to commit to justice and tzedakah to bring the geula, which is ever so close. It then mentions that the proper observance of Shabbos could bring the geula. The Navi next comforts the convert and the childless that despite their circumstances, they will have a legacy and be part of the society in the times of the redemption. The end of the parak is the beginning of a new nevuah. It is a mashal about a flock that is not being guarded by anyone who is supposed to protect it, not by its guards, its dogs, or the shepherds. And instead, the shepherds and the dogs party and eat all day. Hashem tells the predatory animals, the other nations, that they should come to attack. There are a few lessons in this parak. We all want the geula. Yeshayahu tells us two things we could do right now to bring the geula. First, we can give tzedakah. The way we want Hashem to treat us is how we treat other people. When we give to others, Hashem gives to us. Chazal also teach us, in connection to this parak, that if the Jewish people would observe just one more Shabbos, Mashiach would come. We keep Shabbos every week. It has the power to change the world and bring redemption. This would be a good opportunity to upgrade what we are doing on Shabbos so that it can be a vehicle to acknowledge Hashem as the creator of the world and that we listen to his laws. There are so many ways, especially the Torah Imecha has its own series, where we can study the laws of Shabbos so that we can be partners in bringing the Geula. Finally, we can learn from how Hashem addresses the converts and the childless in this parak. Yeshayahu shared fantastic news, but some people, the converts and the childless, were hurt and scared by it. Rather than ignoring them and telling them it would all be fine, Hashem reassured them with concrete examples about how they will not be forgotten or ignored. This sensitivity is something we can all emulate. Thank you for learning together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.